Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New Hampshire prepares to head to the polls.
I'm voting Trump no matter what. I don't know if I'm going to vote if if he doesn't make it.
It's probably going to be Nikki.
Why Nikki?
Because I think it's time for a big change. Huge. So.
Why not Trump?
After all he's done now, we don't need it.
Two voters with two very different opinions in the Granite State. Nikki Haley trailing badly in the polls behind Donald Trump is counting on independent voters for a win. President Biden and Vice President Harris in Virginia today, marking the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, with more speeches on the Supreme Court decision that struck it down. Palestinian militants carrying out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the October 7th Hamas attacks that triggered the war. 21 IDF soldiers killed in southern Gaza. Man suspected of killing 8 people in suburban Chicago, taking his own life in Texas after fleeing from police. This is ABC News. Another strike against Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Aided by a few British jets, the U.S. has hit multiple targets in 8 locations. It's the second time the two countries have conducted such coordinated attacks on Houthi missile launching capabilities, specifically this time on underground storage locations. But past strikes have shown the Houthis are undeterred by such action. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And the search continues for the remains of 2 Navy SEALs who fell into the Red Sea.
We're learning the identities of the 2 Navy SEALs who disappeared on that nighttime mission to seize Iranian weapons headed to Houthi rebels. 37-year-old Christopher Chambers and 27-year-old Nathan Gage Ingram. After a 10-day search, the Pentagon now confirms the men are presumed dead.
ABC's James Longman. A defeat for TurboTax. The FTC now ruling the company misled consumers when promoting tax filing services it promised were free. They weren't. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in suburban Waukesha County while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward.
State lawmakers are taking testimony today on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says the Biden administration is using abortion as a distraction.
Every poll out there shows that the Biden-Harris team are upside down on almost every single issue.
Today is the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion 51 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
January 27th from noon to 2 at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips, there will be a free children's bingo sponsored by the Phillips Moose Lodge number 2661 and the Phillips Public Library. All children in kindergarten through 8th grade can play, although kindergartners and first graders must be accompanied by a caregiver. There will be 15 games of regular bingo, and bingo winners will win a book that can be selected from age-appropriate tables.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26, surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to around 25 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, 35 with some rain, maybe a little snow mixing in late Wednesday night into Thursday, but temperatures are going to stay in the 30s through the rest of the week, the weekend, and beyond. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
These old boots still got a lot of ground. They ain't covered yet.
Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. There stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here. But losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine?
else to go. I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. Grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
She just keeps cranking out the hits, and we just keep liking them, I guess. At EAQ Country, that's what we do, and we have some mild, wimpy weather ahead for you here. Goodness gracious sakes, what is going on this winter? It's not a winter. Well, the cold. All right, the cold was kind of wintry. But we're going to see temperatures linger in the 30s for probably the next week. Maybe further than that? I don't know. I don't know what Mother Nature is doing here. We do have some precipitation chances as we get into Thursday. Thursday, we're going to see a little mix of some light snow and rain with temperatures approaching the 36 mark. So I said precipitation, and the snowmobilers and such got excited, but it doesn't look like it's going to help us out at all. If you're looking to get a snowmobile trail open and stuff like that, it's just not in the forecast. Temperatures are in the 30s and even 40s now. Temperatures the first few days of February are supposed to be anywhere from 40 to 45 degrees. I even see a 47 in there. Starting to believe this global warming thing. If you haven't yet, at least you got to look at it anyway and go, oh boy. We'll get to all the news and sports, including our local scores. There were a few games last night. We had a good one on the air last night. Melon and Butternut Girls. We'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock get together. We give you twice an hour news updates. We kick it off with ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New Hampshire prepares to head to the polls.
I'm voting Trump no matter what. I don't know if I'm going to vote if if he doesn't make it.
It's probably going to be Nikki.
Why Nikki?
Because I think it's time for a big change. Huge. So.
Why not Trump?
After all he's done now, we don't need it.
Two voters with two very different opinions in the Granite State. Nikki Haley trailing badly in the polls behind Donald Trump. It's counting on independent voters for a win. President Biden and Vice President Harris in Virginia today, marking the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, with more speeches on the Supreme Court decision that struck it down. Palestinian militants carrying out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the October 7th Hamas attacks that triggered the war. 21 IDF soldiers killed in southern Gaza. Man suspected of killing 8 people in suburban Chicago, taking his own life in Texas after fleeing from police. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are urging Wisconsin schools and farmers to apply for grants to offer more locally grown food in school cafeterias. The money is available in Wisconsin and 3 other Great Lakes states through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The goal is to boost local rural economies while offering kids fresh, healthy food. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin should use part of its projected $4 billion surplus to boost public education.
What's mental health needs? We need to fund special education, because special education funding actually funds all our programs in our schools, and it gives our school districts the ability to be able to do the best for kids.
Underly speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after addressing last week's school board's convention in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks sweep the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held on to win the second of 2 games in Detroit with a 122-113 victory over the Pistons. Giannis with a triple-double, scoring 31 points. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
To pull away at the end, and these are tough games to play, you know, back-to-back on someone's own home court. Man, we did what we had to do, and I thought both teams, you know, played great, but I thought we, you know, we showed our character and our resiliency at the end. So it's another really good road win.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers in Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. Wisconsin dropping 2 spots to 13th ranked in the nation, despite beating Indiana at home over the weekend. Marquette has moved up 3 spots to 14, right behind the Badgers. After the Golden Eagles won on the road against St. John 73-72, they traveled to Chicago to play DePaul on Wednesday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Countertops are the center of a home, from elegant to everyday options, with easy installation that you can do yourself and durability that will last you from crayons to calculus. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Right now, laminate countertop is on sale, starting at $7.49 per square foot. Price is good through January 28th.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to around 25 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, 35 with some rain, maybe a little snow mixing in late Wednesday night into Thursday, but temperatures are going to stay in the 30s through the rest of the week, the weekend, and beyond. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Now spinning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
Some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold. You'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna phone call from your mama,
QCountry.com.
January 1, 2024, and the mild weather is going to continue for the foreseeable future. 30s, 40s, right through the first week of February. Crazy, 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 crazy. We have, well, the Bucks. They win last night. They took care of business against the Detroit team. This is not, they're just not winning this year. They're, whatever they're doing, they're rebuilding or whatever they got going on. But the Bucks took care of business against one of the lower ranked teams in the NBA yesterday. Had a few local games yesterday. Butternut got a nice win over the Mellon girls. Had that game on for you. We'll archive for it. That game for you a little bit later on. So stay right here. Matthew Krieger will join us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. We'll talk a little bit about your money as we do each Tuesday morning. That comes up at about 8:45 this morning.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural
Bell Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 90AQ Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to around 25 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, 35 with some rain, maybe a little snow mixing in late Wednesday night into Thursday, but temperatures are going to stay in the 30s through the rest of the week, the weekend, and beyond. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Lady Antebellum, and you look good. You do. You do look. Look at you. Would you look at yourself? Look at you. You look fabulous. Come on. Tuesday, the 23rd of January, we got some wimpy weather ahead of us. I guess if we're not going to have any snow and open snowmobile trails, we might as well be pleasant, right? It might as well be pleasant. 35, even into the 40s for next week. For the foreseeable future, warm, mild weather. All right. What are we going to do here today? We got local action tonight. Ooh, the Shawamigan Phillips boys. They're going to play for the second time in like 10 days. And they're going to play at the Park Falls campus tonight. JV 545. Varsity 715. We'll have the varsity contest. Steve Gentlin will bring you the call like he did last night of that Melon Butternut Girls game. So he'll be there to bring you the call of boys hoops. Go on down to the Park Falls campus. And it should be a fun game. The first one was pretty good. Pretty entertaining game. And this one should be equally as good. Phillips Shawamigan boys tonight. And we got that for you right here on the Big Dog on 98Q. Some words of wisdom. Focus on the family this morning. Being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Every mom and dad has been offered parenting platitudes. Those are bits of parenting advice that, though well-meaning, are usually too simplistic to be of any real value. Like this one. Someone will say, "The parenting years go by fast. Enjoy every minute of it." That's certainly a happy thought, but is it realistic? What about truly painful moments where the only good thing is that they don't last forever? Here's another platitude. The best parenting tools are love and laughter. This one is mostly true, but it's incomplete. My wife and I had made sure our home was filled with plenty of love and laughter, but we also believed in boundaries and discipline as well. Children need lots of love and hugs, but they also need a moral compass. My point about platitudes is that raising children is a complex endeavor. You can't reduce effective parenting into witty phrases and step-by-step formulas. It's an art as much as it is a science, requiring wisdom, flexibility, and most of all, humility. Parenting is a journey into the unknown, and the unknown is rarely easy. Raising children will stretch you in ways you can never anticipate, sometimes beyond what you feel you can bear. There will be mountaintops to enjoy and valleys to endure. But in the end, parenting is an adventure that will be well worth every challenge you face. And that's not just a parenting platitude. It's actually true. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't miss out on limited time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to around 25 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, 35 with some rain, maybe a little snow mixing in late Wednesday night into Thursday. But temperatures are going to stay in the 30s through the rest of the week, the weekend, and beyond. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in the drive.